Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, December 5th, 2008. A little bit of our band Voyager there on from Atlantis with Love album. Tonight we have Steve Barish, my co-host, and Bella Bird, along with our guest tonight, Leah Renee, that's her name. I got to get everything straight. We kind of got a late start. And she has a healing center over in, I guess it's kind of like Hermosa Beach area. They have a beautiful center that they put together with lots of crystals and healing beds and all kinds of other stuff. And so, are you there, Leah?
I am here. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Say hi to Steve Barish.
Hi, Steve.
How are you doing? Great.
Yeah, he's my co-host. He has a healing hour that he uses, you know, or he does a show on Saturday, so he's my co-host on Friday night. So tell us a little bit about what you do over there and about how you're... I saw you, at a show about a year ago, I guess, right?
Yes, I met you personally at the Sound Healing Conference.
Yeah, that's when it was. I've done so many shows, I can't keep track of everything anymore.
I know. I was very... is it your nuclear receptor that clears room and spaces?
Yeah, we have the nuclear receptor, and we have the Andromedan projector, which Steve, you know, he does the alignments for people and uses them. And at least Steve has a clinic, too, and he uses all that stuff. You guys should combine clinics here. You know, we have a clinic combining session.
Absolutely. I hope when I tell you more about it, Steve and Dr. Bell, you'll be coming on over. Our studio is actually in El Segundo, mm-hmm. about 5 minutes from LAX Airport.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it really convenient for people to fly in and out and spend an intensive weekend with us, or just to regroup after a flight, or before recharge or charge up before a flight. And we're very convenient, and it's a very special studio, kind of like an oasis in an industrial park. And just to give you a little brief background about myself, I moved to Los Angeles from New York City last March. And one of the co-founders, Brian Kuta, had this beautiful design-build firm, architecture firm. And I came into the space, and I said, oh, can you make me a soundproof, lightproof room? And back in May of 2006, I had one of the most profound, energetic experiences of my life on a piece of technology called the Light Table by Arthur Franklin. And this was experienced in Santa Monica, California, and because of this beautiful, beautiful experience, I knew someday I was going to own one of those tables. So when I moved here, and through a series of events, I actually met and was in contact with the inventor of this light table, and so when I made the request to Brian, I said, oh, maybe I should contact Arthur for one of these tables. So, long story short, I purchased his gold deluxe table. And what's special about this table is it has 360 flower and gem essences, and it has sacred geometry embedded in the table, and it has about 15 color tones, and it just penetrates the holographic light body, and it just balances and aligns the body. And I went on a profound, profound journey. And I went from huge emotional releases, starting from basically high, high five energy release to emotional clearing to extreme laughter. Like, I was laughing like a hyena, because while I was having an emotional release, I had the thought, wouldn't it be funny if there was a hidden camera filming me in this experience? And then I saw in my mind's eye a line of people standing at the store, like, I want what she's having. And that started my journey and really getting into the technology aspects of what technology has to offer. And when I created this room, I didn't know what else was out there. So I Googled healing tables. And what happened was I found a beautiful website called spiritualhealing.com, and there were four or five pieces of technology on that website. And immediately I was like, we have to go there. And so 3 weeks later, I flew down to Texas, and we experienced Jim Harmon's Trinity Table. And that after that weekend, we purchased the Trinity Table and the Altar of Light Table that you could see on his website. And so basically, from one chamber idea, it turned into four within 11 weeks.
That's pretty good. That's what they call multiplication really quick, huh?
That when you're going in the flow of life and when you're just being guided and it just happens with ease and grace, it's like, okay, I'm on the right path here. So it's been a beautiful blessing in journey. And what really inspired, one of the things that really inspired me was one day I went to yoga class and there was a quote on the bulletin board and it was by Albert Einstein. And it just resonated with me. It says, true learning is gained through experience. Everything else is information.
So tell us about the healings that you guys do over there.
Okay. There are three practitioners here, and we've also opened our doors to other practitioners and specialists that offer unique venues and offerings that are in alignment with raising consciousness and really going within to find the true self. And so what I do, and I'm trained in modalities of Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. I'm also trained in a modality called arcing light, which was a new energy that came in, and also work with crystals as well as these pieces of technology, and as well as the life stream generator. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that or the listeners. The life stream generator is a piece of technology from Nikola Tesla, George Sikorsky, and George Van Tassel. And that piece of device, it has a combination of over 100 years of research. And that specific, we dedicated a whole room to the life stream generator. And the life stream generator, basically, it allows the body to become in balance and allows the body and mind to detoxify and provides a useful energy. And it's radiant energy device. And the radiant energy causes us to reconnect to the planet's Earth pulse, which will naturally bring us back to a balanced state from all the, you know, exposures that we have to the EMF and the RFI and the power lines. And with, you know, definitely with the cell phone usage of today, this piece of technology really helps clear out the cells with this beautiful radiant energy so we can operate to our fullest capacity.
So what do you think of that, Steve? Are you taking a look at her place now?
I'm actually looking at the table. There's a gold table in one of the rooms, and that gold table is open up to the universe because I'm watching the universe dancing through the table. quite interesting. The modality of it is very strong. I'm watching I'm about 6 feet above the table. And I'm actually looking down, and I'm looking through the bottom of the table and seeing the dance of the universe going through this table. Very, very interesting. Do you have a gold table in one of the rooms?
Absolutely. That was the first table that I was sharing with you and your listeners about my profound experience. It's gold. It's a copper base. It's a copper base with 18-karat gold-plated with four Genessa sacred geometry balls on each corner.
Yeah.
And that's the table that started this really idea of combining technologies with special energetic healing work.
Yeah.
And that's the room. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm watching the energy of the table, and it's very universal. I'm actually watching different universes in the table as we're speaking. So it's quite interesting. It has a has an aura all of its own. Very, very interesting.
You may be picking up as well, because the room that gold table is housed in, that's mm-hmm. what we're calling the Kairos chamber. And the Kairos is spirit time. Chronos is clock time, and Kairos is spirit time. And that's we named each chamber for the energy that we want to allow to happen and flow freely. And that table, even the space, is very special because that was the original room idea. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of one-on-one energy sessions in that room. We've had powerful breath and breathing sessions in that room, and we've done mm-hmm. a lot of clearing and cleansing.
It's very interesting because your heart is as bright as the sun. So you're doing you're doing tremendous work.
Oh, so you're tapping into my energy.
Not something that I'm tapping into. I'm just seeing it. It's not something that I do. It's just something that happens. I don't tap into anybody's energy other than it just automatically happens. I'm sorry if that bothers you. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no, I love that.
Okay.
I'm sometimes I'm told I'm a little too open.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're doing here at Third Point Studios is really, really focusing on closing the gap between the doing mind and the being heart.
Mm-hmm.
And some say that's like the longest journey between mm-hmm. the mind and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really creating a safe space, a haven, an escape to their true divine self.
Yeah, I'd say within 3 months you'll be able to. Your third eye is very brilliant. Your third eye becomes, actually your whole face becomes a third eye. So I think in 3 months you'll be able to feel that very strongly.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
quite
you so
welcome.
Much. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Another thing about the studio, we created the elements. Brian is a spatial architect. So just the space in general, the feedback we've been getting when people enter the space, on the outside it's just like very rustic and a body paint store across the street, and people are like, people come in and they're like wowed because mm-hmm. we combine the elements, and it's very open floor plan with these four chamber rooms, and we combine like the east meets the west as far as design. We keep with earth tones, and we have some sacred statues around the studio, and we decorate and house these beautiful crystals. And we chose three primary crystals to grid and to amplify the energies in our studio. We chose amethyst, mm-hmm. which helps guard against psychic attack and transmitting energy into love. And amethyst also opens the higher mind to divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
We chose rose quartz for unconditional love and infinite peace. And it also draws off negative energy that could come in from off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have clear quartz for clarity and an energy amplifier
mm-hmm.
and for generating more electromagnetism
mm-hmm.
in cleansing.
Yeah, Steve, tell her about your experience with quartz, how you got into it.
Well, Fred was trying to sell me a master quartz crystal for a long time, and I just negated it all the time. I said, no, I don't need it, don't need it. And then I remote viewed one of the crystals, and it seems to be working really great in my room. It's under my table, and I actually watched the master crystal give shards of light in different color, and pure white light in different color, going through the bodies of the people that I'm working on. So as I'm working on top, the crystal is actually sending light through the body of its own accord. So finding out that some of these crystals have tremendous energy and tremendous thought. And that's what seems to be happening with me. As a matter of fact, I've had some clients that feel tremendous heat going through their heart, through their guts, you know. It's quite interesting with crystals. It's quite interesting. I'm just getting into it myself, so I'm realizing that crystals have a lot of energy, tremendous energy.
Absolutely, and we had a beautiful, beautiful healer stop by our studio last night. Her name is Joy, and she's from New Zealand. And I have never met somebody so connected to the crystal realm. And she was coming in, and like I said, they're scattered throughout the studio, and she was communicating and talking with them and saying, oh, my goodness, you know, this one needs cleansed, and this one needs to be here. And so she moved some around and asked permission from them, and they're living. Everything is energy, and they're like live beings that want to serve and be connected to back to Mother Earth, so they need cleansing. I'm learning about the cleansing rituals and how they like to be buried in Mother Earth, and then they like to be put out in the full moon. So I'm getting into attracting people who are helping guide with more of the ancient ways that have been lost and rediscovering perhaps what I've already done in another lifetime.
Yeah. Your energy is so beautiful.
Thank you. I hope that you and your listeners will come visit us at Third Point Studios. And for more detailed descriptions of each of the chambers, you could go to thirdpointstudios.com and check out what we offer. I have one of my business partners here, and I would love for him to describe more in detail, like the one-on-one connection we do with clients, because not only do we service people at the studio here, we also go to people's homes and work one-on-one with families, and we also do crystal gridding and entity removal. So I will open the table to Christian Michaels and have him describe a little bit more about the entities, removals, and the energy fields that we're focused on. Would that be all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's great.
Okay.
Hey, Steve and Fred.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. It's Christian. Just wanted to let you know what we're doing over here. We're really balancing the energies in people's vessels, working on just really getting to the core issues, the belief systems within their vessel, and removing any blocks, unwanted emotional blocks, spiritual blocks, or physical blocks in the body so they can reach their destiny and their purpose. And we do that a number of different ways. We, like Leo was saying, we use crystals, we use the technology, but we also acknowledge when we might need to just come in and assist the body removing the energy that's maybe blocked or stuck, or just getting the person to channel their own energy through either breath work or through just really tuning into their body and moving their own energy out of their body.
That's fantastic.
There's a number of ways we do it. We sort of take an inventory and examination of each person that comes in. We ask them a series of questions, and we tune into their energy field, and we see if it's just present life issues or past life issues, or if there's anything that's in their energy field that's causing a problem. So we look at the etheric field, the astral field, the angelic field, the auric field. And what we do is we focus our energy on clearing those fields and then do a series of questioning through muscle testing to see what the core issues are, if they're emotional core issues and the belief systems tied to those issues, and then really just clear the present issues in this lifetime, and then if we need to, go back and do past life regression or past life removal of any type of energies or entities that maybe have influenced their destiny.
Mm. Oh,
you guys ever use hypnosis in your past life regression therapies?
Yeah, I've been doing healing work for the last 20 years, and I've been doing past life regressions for the last 15.
Cool.
That's really sure.
So how many lifetimes do you typically have to take people back to get their attention?
You know, what we do is we take each person and we just sort of see what issue was created in what lifetime through the muscle testing.
Right.
But sometimes it's gone back thousands and thousands of years.
So you go back into Atlantean or Lemurian times.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Einstein said it best, everything is energy. So we hold our experiences and our memory and our RNA and our DNA and our light body. And that light body travels from life to life. So the memory, the information, the education, the wisdom, the tools, all the information is held in our light body.
Yeah.
So sometimes our light body needs to be cleansed and cleared so that we can be more present in the moment.
Exactly. The Tibetans call that carrying 5 seed atoms from the mother root race of existence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we
talked about that in some of my presentations, but it's a little over the head for a lot of people on the day-to-day stream with all the propaganda that the government and big business has been feeding the American public lately. So people are running around in a, unfortunately, in a big state of confusion. So you should have a lot of business right now. You should be overflowing.
Yeah.
You should be getting corporate executives in there to reprogram them so they can run this country and run their businesses with some degree of honesty and integrity, which seems to be falling by the wayside along with morality issues people have.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I feel that there's, not to get political, but I feel like there's sort of an agenda. Anytime the energy starts to become more conscious, there seems to be an external influence of suppression or oppression energy or energetic situations that cause people to go back into their reptilian brain or survival issues.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Really.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think, how do you feel about the encroachment of December 21, 2012, and this issue of the way people behave now? Do you see it like a cleansing process going on and an exposure process for the what I call the criminals that have been running this country in the fascist way for a while?
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up because we're actually going to make a film about this, and not too many people are actually talking about 2013. They're talking about 2012.
Right.
And I'm more interested in what's going to happen after, and I'm very, very interested in educating people what's happening now up into 2012, because what's happening is the energy is shifting so dramatically and so quickly, it's causing people to go through almost an upheaval internally. And they're not really, like what you said, confused. They're more than confused. They're angry. They're frustrated. They're doing things that are not normal or healthy. And so the energy, not only cosmically, galactically is changing, but the Earth energy, based on the movement of the sun and the moon, the sun coming closer, the moon going away, and the alignment of the stars is causing a lot of upheaval and internally, emotionally. And so what we're focusing next, probably in the next 6 months or 8 months from here, is to make a film about how to balance those energies within, and then lead people to our website where there's going to be the optimal nutritional products to help people balance them internally, balancing their systems so they can become more whole and healthy. But, yeah, I truly believe, you know, I feel like we're kind of in that same state that we were in the 60s and the 70s. There was a lot of conscious moving energy and education and information, and at the same time there was the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like we're basically just in that same cycle now, repeating the same cycle.
Yeah, the spiral of time.
Yeah.
40-year spiral.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they say in the stock market there's 10-year cycles, 20-year, and 40-year-old cycles. I feel that really truly that they know those cycles, and they sort of work the energy to their benefit for those cycles.
Oh, yeah, the major families that control the money know this stuff well.
Yeah.
And they use it
very well.
I think they're orchestrating a lot of the prophecies of Revelation into the world, making people actually believe that that's what we're supposed to experience because somebody wrote about it 2,000 years ago in an obscure book, you know.
Exactly, and I'm... Not to offend anyone, but I think, you know, there's so much information that was taken out of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, reincarnation was in the Bible. They took it out. A lot of what Jesus actually wrote or said or many other people wrote and said never even made it into the Bible. And I feel like there's a lot of information that we're going to start experiencing once our vessel's really clear, we're going to be able to experience the truth and the wisdom just pulling it directly from heaven versus having to maybe concentrate on reading a book or watching a movie. So that's what we're focused on, is helping people find their true nature and their true selves so they can reconnect to source, whatever that source is for them. But I agree, you know, there's a lot of information that we should be given, and we haven't been given that information. And if we were given that information, there'd be a lot more clarity, and we'd have a lot more power.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of suppression. And on top of that, with the government, with the years and years of mind programming and the 149 sub-projects of the CIA's Project Artichoke, the Manchurian Candidate, and MKUltra, and programming and controlling human beings from satellites now, as they can do. I remember the days of the implants. That was a big step in their direction, and which led into Morgellon's disease. And now we're starting to look at the Project Moonbeam kind of things that run through NASA. And it's amazing how much programming is going on to people that are asleep. And you probably see that when you start to wake people up, the programming that they're getting from everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. It's very interesting where people are right now. There's this energy, I think, I find in people where there's a lot of people really desperate wanting the information, and then there's a lot of people just completely asleep.
Yeah.
And then there's just this group of people that they know what's going on, and they're going to make sure you don't know.
Exactly.
Absolutely. They just found 8 more books of Moses in Tibet.
Yeah, I just heard about that. That happened recently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. And
yeah.
I think that's the books that you're talking about. We'll never hear it. We'll never hear about it. But I suspect that they're working on it now. But it's very, they have a mosque in Tibet for Jesus. That's 2,000 years old. He was there.
Yeah.
And that can be found in the book called Living Among the Himalayan Masters, or Living with the Himalayan Masters. And,
Living with the Himalayan Masters.
Mm. Yeah, it's a very, very good book. And it discusses the mosque that they found and they know about, but I presume that a lot of people haven't even heard about that. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are out there. I'm so glad you brought that to people's attention.
Yes.
Because there's that's sort of what the film is going to be about. We're going to shoot a film, like I said earlier, about things like that, so they can at least start investigating and asking questions. And I think if the right questions were asked, the right answers would follow. And so, you know, it's just a pleasure to be on this radio show with you, Fred. I've read your material and studied your material, and I find your information to be very valid and very congruent and integritous. And it's a real honor to be on your show, to finally just get to even speak to you in person, you know, or over the phone here, and just get to know you is really inspiration to me. I really appreciate your time and this opportunity.
Yeah, that's what we do now. What I've been doing now for the last 3.5 years or so with BBS Radio is, I do a lot on Coast Radio, but I don't, there I'm kind of on a program that they want, and over here I'm on the program that I want. I brought Steve in about a year ago now, right, Steve?
Yeah.
So how long have you been on this program, on this network?
About a year.
Yeah, Steve came on, and like me, I think back 3 years ago I had like 13 listeners, and I get 40,000 hits a week on the archives now. And so Steve's growing like crazy on his show. His show is picking up a lot. The numbers are going through the roof. We're streaming on Ustream as we speak now, and that's getting quite a bit of attention, and we got over on YouTube. So we're getting the word out. So now what we try to do is we try to get, people like yourself over there that can express your version of how you see the world in its reality state, because there's a lot of different ways of looking at the shift into the holographic entanglement of humanity into one mind, but at the same time retaining individuality with wisdom. And so we're having a blast over here. BBS Radio is really going crazy. and we're doing great. And when I do my archives, I probably have more listeners on the archives than I actually do live, because it's Friday night and people will be tuning on Saturday. We got truck drivers that'll be parking and airplane pilots that are flying passengers around. They can't listen right now, but we'll get your website up there and permanently, and then people can come and visit you and see what you do, because it's pretty impressive, the little place you put together over there. I saw pictures of it at that Conscious Life Expo, which I will be speaking at, by the way, this year at the Hilton there in Los Angeles. We're actually going to be in that show. So it'll be fun. Steve Barish will be out here, too. You're coming out, right, Steve, in February?
Yep.
Yeah, Steve will be. So Steve will probably want to come over to your place.
I'd love to come over to your place.
Yeah, and then you might at some point want to start looking at our holographic projection systems to add to your repertoire over there. I think it might take you to another interesting, you know, page of the experience that you're offering to people, you know. Steve is my expert on placing systems where they need to go. I just invent the stuff and then get away from it, because I don't know what I'm doing with it after I figure out what it's supposed to do. I've had other people tell me what it's actually doing. So that may be something you might want to look into at some point. And I know you got some huge crystals over there. I mean, you got an amethyst, what, 10 feet tall or 8 feet tall? It looks pretty darn big in the picture.
Yeah, that's right in our lobby space. It's 9.5-foot amethyst plate with a double-terminated calcite.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. What other crystals do you have over there?
Well, that is the main guardian, and it kind of creates a portal. The woman who was here last night, she put a couple amethyst geodes in certain places, and we have a collection of rare amethyst points that I found in Arkansas.
Right.
And to the point where I bought 3, and we went to Texas from Arkansas, and I kept hearing, go back and get more points, go get back and get more points. So we drove all the way back from Texas to Arkansas to get more of these points, and they're strategically placed and utilized in the center.
Which mine did you get them from? Do you remember?
No, I think he purchased, there were like 2,200 pounds of these rare amethyst points.
Oh, okay.
And the minute I gifted one to the inventor of the Trinity table, he put it on his coffee room table, and it ignited.
Wow.
It just put out this beam and beacon of light, and it was just so powerful to sit opposite. Like, I sat on one couch, and another gentleman sat on the opposite couch, and we were just getting charged by this beautiful crystal because it had found its home. It's above-ground home, let's say. And I wanted to offer something, Dr. Bell, to your listeners, and Steve, and yourself. I would love to offer your archive listeners and your listeners tonight a $100 gift certificate towards an experience at our studio. And I could give a number for that.
Yeah, go ahead. Give your phone number out 2 or 3 times. That's good.
Sure. It's 310-242-3108. 310-242-3108. And just say, Dr. Fred Bell, and they'll get a $100 gift certificate towards any experience that they're drawn to or any personal one-on-one customized work that they'd like to do with Brian, Christian, or myself.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
That sounds great.
Steve likes to get work done. Thing is, he's working on people all the time, right, Steve? You're ready for a ride.
I'm ready to be worked on.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you'd probably enjoy this. I had this thought in one of my entrepreneur courses. I would love to be in the business of serving those who serve many.
Yes.
And, you know, the Third Point Studios was created to really, everyone is pretty familiar by now in the self-growth, personal development industry about the mind-body-spirit connection.
Yes.
And we focus on that third point, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, most people, where do they go for a spiritual tune-up?
Yeah. That would be a wonderful thing for people to have with you. Because your energies are so beautiful. I mean, your energies are just, there's nothing but love.
That I'm working on. Thank you for nothing. Yeah, I feel like, you know, that internal drive. There's there's an inner knowing, an inner purpose.
Yes.
That's something I am working on every day, and it's a 24/7 process. And
if
I
yes, you have chakras on the bottom of your feet. If you can open those, the energy will flow straight through you and go right to Mother Earth and right into heaven. So if you can get those chakras open, you'll be in seventh heaven.
I believe you're assisting in that process because my feet are now tingling as you speak.
I bet you they are.
My feet are tingling.
That's great.
And a little quick story about that beautiful insight. I was at another seminar, and I had an experience. Somebody offered me some energy work outside, and I had this huge release, and a beautiful spirit as Helen Keller came to me, and I had a very emotional crying release. And what I heard quite clearly is that we are the conduits of light between the inner crystal and the Mother Earth and the divine fatherly heavens.
Yes.
Hey, we have a caller on the phone there. We have a caller? I heard something beeping away there. Is there a caller? Hello? Guess not. Yeah.
There's probably many, many dimensional visitors visiting and listening in on this divine communication.
Yeah.
Are you? What? Do you use any clear quartz down there, or any white quartz, or are you strictly using amethyst, or do you use other types of crystals?
We have a table called the Altar of Light table, and that table was created by Jim Harmon, who invented the Trinity table.
Right.
And we have the only Altar of Light table created by him, and it has six crystal spheres, clear quartz crystal spheres, and it has high intensity strobe lights that go through those crystal spheres, and it radiates and creates this beautiful violet field. And it's so you lay on tempered glass.
Sounds like it's very, very colorful.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. I think we're going to soften the energy with some selenite and some rose quartz, but right now we're just using the six crystal clear quartz. And we have two quartz clusters by the front entrance that are really beautiful. And we have the five platonic solids in clear quartz. And we gridded the Trinity room with those five platonic solids in clear quartz, and it amplified our visitors' experience. And the Trinity room is one of my favorite experiences because it opens this beautiful vortex. And people have had experiences like past life regressions, to being held in angels' arms, to godlike experiences. And that was somebody who was an atheist like a year prior to his experience. And all these different modalities, somebody quoted, "Oh, wow, thank you. It's like you recreated Atlantis here, or you recreated the Egyptian chambers, or it's kind of like Disneyland for your soul." And we want to make all these beautiful modalities palatable. So it's not like woo-woo, oh yeah, you're in LA and you're doing this kind of stuff. We just want to bring all these beautiful things in under one roof. So if Reiki works for you, if acupuncture works for you, if arcing light or a Christian specialty, my specialty or Brian's specialty, you find what works for you based on where you're at. And so we're totally open and free to really bridge people to their divine true self and kind of offering like A to Z under one roof. If somebody needs nutritional counseling and or distant healing, we do distant healing for clients. So once they come and experience the Trinity table and make a connection with us, we service people over the phone too, remotely, because everything is energy as well. So we kind of offer a lot of different modalities. And something I'm really passionate and excited about, once the center is up and flowing, is I keep hearing to create a new art form. So I've been meeting beautiful actors and musicians and people on the conscious path that I share this vision, and they're like, oh my gosh, I thought of that too. So I really see this, we're creating the model showroom here in El Segundo, and we really want this to be the beacon for, in the model, so we can expand in all major hub cities. So we want to create the model here and then add on a theater, a very, like a high echelon experiential theater where we create this new art form that creates a predictable transformation. So there are tons, I mean, the whole seminar and self-empowerment workshop is take off, and I love going to those. But what I've found is it's kind of like a quick fix. You're kind of really pumped up for 1 to 3 days, and then you go back, and possibly 3 days later, you're back in the drift. So what we want to create at Third Point Studio and see them in all the cities is a place kind of like a membership, because energy is accumulative. So the more you work and unpeel the layers and layers to get to your true diamond within, it's like we want a membership program so people come here just like they go to the gym. They come to a center for their spiritual tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very exciting. And the theater is something I'm passionate about because I have an acting background, and so I'm really excited someday to create that as well. And then we have a gift boutique. We have inspirational products. I designed some energy jewelry. Chakra bracelets, and I have my own little little charm that I put on my jewelry, and it's named after the goddess Lakshmi. And goddess Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and abundance, and I called my jewelry Lakshmi Love because it's all about a wealth of love.
Mm-hmm. Pretty nice, huh, Steve?
That's wild. That's really great.
Have you ever heard of the Mac Earl crystals?
Excuse me?
Sorry, which?
I was wondering if she'd ever heard of the Mac Earl healing crystals at all.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, those are pretty powerful. I used one on one of my patients years ago. He'd been in a car wreck, and I got a call from Dr. Cooper at Cedars-Sinai Hospital and said that this guy, Don, had been in a car wreck, and they didn't think he'd make it through the night, you know. Every bone in his body was broken, and they knew I was his holistic doctor, not his medical doctor. And if I had any magic in my book of tricks, because they didn't think he was going to live much longer. So I went up there with a Mac Earl and a pyramid and put that underneath the, he had all kinds of intravenous, tubes in him, and they didn't have him in a cast. They had him supported, his entire body supported in little metal braces because it wasn't worth putting in a cast. It needed to be braced. And so I went up there with one of the Mac Earl crystals, which are pretty amazing, and put it underneath his bed. I couldn't bring much stuff up there because this is, Cedars-Sinai Hospital. 2 weeks later, I got a call, and it was Don on the phone, and he was, like, whispering because he couldn't talk with all those tubes in him. And he said that crystal and all the things I took up there really helped. And Dr. Cooper over there is an MD. This was the first, this was many years ago, and he said, I don't know what you brought up here, but he says, your magic works. So, and that's Cedars. I mean, that's one of the most conservative hospitals in the world. And so we have had, some experiences with him directly, with Dr. Cooper especially. So these things are pretty amazing. So at some point, we'll introduce you to them. I think they'd really find a way into your clinic down there. These are like way beyond any crystals you would have seen in Arkansas. They came from Arkansas, but they're only held by private collectors now, and I have a couple of collections of them. I'll show them to you at some point. I think they would really work well with what you're doing. It sounds to me like you want the super primo, the very, very, very best form of Excalibur you can have up there in your work. You don't want something that somebody else is using. You don't want seconds or things that are in general. I think you guys want the spearhead. Absolute perfect stuff, and so I think we can work together if we have time. If you want to, I can turn you on to some stuff.
Yeah, we would love that because our specialty as well is going to people's homes and clearing their homes.
Yeah, these Mac Earls will do that in a heartbeat. I'll tell you,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
we're really what we're also what we're sort of concentrating on here is people come to the studio, we help clear them, but if they want us to come to their office or their home, we go and clear in the homes.
Yeah.
And then we set up a crystal grid system.
Yeah, that's what these are used for. And I know what you do, and I don't know exactly your procedure, but I know that when you go to somebody's house, it's a whole lot different than doing it at your place.
Yeah,
you know?
Completely.
It's like trying to repair a Ferrari, you know, in the middle of a parking lot versus a highly sophisticated shop.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Been there, done that, and it's a lot of work. I used to, when I started Pyridyne 35 years ago, I used to, with my pyramid grid structures, I used to go all over the country in my big van that I had and actually sit in parking lots and build these sophisticated structures for different people, churches, you know, clinics. And I'd sit out in the parking lot and build these things. That was years ago. And it's the only way I could get, stuff. Well, I was too big to ship in those days or it would break. So I had to go all over the country doing that. And it was a lot of fun. But when you say you're going out to clear people's houses and businesses, and I think businesses would be a good place. I don't know if you do that yet, but businesses is a very good place to go. I think more and more companies. I know in Japan, you'd be a smash over there because they're really into Reiki and all that sort of thing. But over here, I think a lot of companies are opening up to alternatives because basically having run my own business for years, it's not really about the products and what we make. It's about keeping the employees on track and dealing with their personal problems. And if you can deal with health issues and personality conflicts and personal issues with your employees, that energy transfers into a machine-type running company. And I think a lot of companies out there need to realize that. I think they're starting to now, you know. It's a whole other world when you have your own business and have people working for you. And if they don't function, you're not going anywhere. I don't care if you're making, gold nuggets and giving them away. That'll come to an end if you don't do it in the proper manner, you know. That's my
Absolutely.
Feeling anyway.
Well, one of the original intentions that Brian and I had, because he's an amazing spatial architect, when I mentioned that Third Point Studios in El Segundo is a model showroom. So, like the Kairos Chamber that I mentioned, the Trinity Room, the Lifestream Lounge, and the Future Rain Room, these all are rooms that could be put in a fifth or sixth bedroom in a home, or can be put on the executive, we pictured them on the executive suite wing. So if any VP or any conflict arises, somebody could be like, okay, go out, go to the Kairos Chamber, take a time out, get connect to your creative source, and recharge and reboot.
Yeah, there's a company, a musician too, and there's a company, it's probably one of the largest mail order companies in the world. They do many, many millions of dollars. They're out of Ohio, called Sweetwater. They sell all the big recording systems to all the big studios and movie companies. And they sell sell stuff to practically half the musicians on the planet. And there's Sweetwater. I don't know. They must have two or 300 employees. They just built a facility very much looking like inside their, like yours. It looks a lot like yours inside. It's in Ohio. And they have a holistic health treatment for their employees. And they are the only company I've seen actually spend a lot of money making an environment that's like something I almost call it Pleiadian, and they've become probably the most successful supply company of musical equipment on the planet right now, and it's just amazing what they have done in their facilities. They have massage rooms, they have saunas, they've got people that come in, and so at lunchtime you can go down and get yourself a massage. And that can come off, a small charge for it, not much, and that can be deducted from your monthly salary. So if you guys could go around encouraging companies to behave that way, maybe even helping them set them up, I think you'd have a flourishing success with what you're doing.
Well, thank you. It was like the premise, because you learn in entrepreneur courses about being your own boss and having passive income.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, if they had a Kairos Chamber or a rain room, the acupuncturist or the chiropractor can be working with one client in one room and then set them up in the other chamber, and that client goes on their own inward journey.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. and then get these employees on their inward journeys too, and they'd be surprised how effective they become. And guess what? They won't get sick, and the seasonal viruses and all that stuff won't happen anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so go ahead. We're running out of time now, so go ahead and let me have your phone numbers and your website again so people can, until I get this all posted up the way I want to, people can get a hold of you.
Sure. Again, the website is thirdpointstudios.com, and it's 3RD, 3RDpointstudios.com. And our phone number that you could reach us for the lovely Dr. Fred Bell special, $100 gift certificate, would reach us or leave the voicemail at 310-242-3108. Again, the number is 310-242-3108. And we would love to meet you and help you on your expansive consciousness journey.
Well, anyhow, we're running out of time now. And you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, co-hosted by Steve Barish and Bella Bird, who's is silently in the background. You'd have to be on TV to see her. And we've had Leah Renee on. We've had Christian on from this beautiful place up in near the Los Angeles airport. And thank you guys for being on. I'll have all this posted up on my website, the information, because a lot of people out there will be, you know, we're broadcasted live over the air in a lot of places. People don't have a pencil and paper because they're driving, so we will have all this information up for you on the next day or two. So once again, thanks very much for tuning in.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Brad and Steve.
You guys have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
And a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.